do you study monkeys that you can't see? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Janice Chisholm, professor of biology and anthropology at Winthrop University, describes looking for meaning in Saki monkey calls to observe this bashful breed.
The most frustrating aspect of studying Saki monkeys, which are small and notoriously cryptic residents of dense, flooded Peruvian rainforests, is that we can be right under them but still not able to see them. Eventually, we realize the monkeys themselves must have the same problem. They may be close to each other but still out of sight in the foliage. These social animals need somehow to coordinate their activities, and they seem to be doing it via vocalizations. While the number of unique calls in the Saki monkey's repertoire is not large, we are investigating whether they are able to combine these calls into more complex, meaningful messages. We have known for quite a while that some monkeys have different alarm calls for different kinds of predators, aerial ones like eagles versus terrestrial cats, for example. Now we wonder, what other kinds of information can they communicate? Can they inform other group members about the caller's identity? It's me, Bob. Location. Over here. Activities. Yep, still feeding. And possibly even intentions. I'm going to stop feeding and start moving. We want to try to crack the Saki code so that we can use their calls to understand and follow what they are up to, even when we can't actually see them. Recent advances in technology used to capture and analyze animals' vocalizations under context-rich natural conditions indicate that many species are capable of much more sophisticated communication than we ever thought possible. We hope tapping into the Saki's messages will help expand what we know about the monkey's cognitive capacities.
That was Janice Chisholm of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.